Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, all of you beautiful people. Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and you've seen the title. I'm not going to waste your time because these bloody bosses definitely wasted ours. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 more video game bosses that take absolutely ages to beat. Number 8, Shao Kahn, Mortal Kombat 9. Now you might look at this entry and feel your eyebrow raising to almost critical, quizzical levels, but let me explain. For while the very bloody battles presented in Mortal Kombat are bound by time limits, unless they're switched off of course, that's not to say that all of these encounters are going to be quick, one-and-done affairs. Take for example, the almighty clash with Shao Kahn when the player pulverizes their way up the pugilistic pantheon in Mortal Kombat 9. As this is a battle that will at once be over before you know it in most cases, but will also paradoxically take you hours to emerge victorious. This is because Shao Kahn is a cheating asshole who spams his heaviest hitting moves over and over again without little warning or wind up to these attacks. Therefore, you're left in a situation where you actively unlearn all of the combos that got you to this point and instead rely on uppercut spams and corner placements to bait his AI into endless cycles. So, you've got a boss that will kill you in moments and hours of unlearning to do. Sounds like hell. Number 7, MapleStory, The Black Mage. Okay, so truth be told, I've never played MapleStory, being far too scared of the extreme amount of eye-gouging visuals and numbers that smash the screen at any given moment, but I have heard a lot about this title, and not all of it is good. For starters, it seems that there is a huge disparagence between the game's bosses, which can sometimes take you 2 to 5 minutes, and others just under 10 minutes, and then there are others, which even when you are max-leveled and fighting with other characters that are bursting through their armor with swollen stats, will take you upwards of 3 hours. What's worse is that these time-eating twats are quite common, so narrowing down one awful experience is actually pretty hard. However, I've heard rumor that the Black Mage is by far one of the most arduous encounters ever, wielding a HP pool in the trillions and offering up attacks that can mop the floor with you if you're even slightly off the ball. Just looking at footage of this battle makes my eyes bleed, as there's so much going on and with such vibrancy that you'd need to be laser-focused in order to even survive the opening salvo of hits. Number 6, player-owned star bases, EVE Online. Now, EVE Online may well be one of the hardest, toughest, and most soul-destroying video game experiences I've ever witnessed. It seems from the moment that you jettison off into the furthest reaches of space, you really do come to understand the expression of, in space, no one can hear you scream. Being alone on this game amounts to a quick and brutal punishing by one of the many, many corporations, so you better apply for work and hope you get enveloped into the relative safety of their machine. Still, even becoming a worker drone isn't enough to buy your safety entirely, as of course, EVE Online offers PvP encounters, which can range from skirmishes to all-scale assaults on player-controlled bases. Now, normally I'd not class such battles as bosses, but in this game, attacking a player's hub sees it defended by AI ships, which attempt to see off the would-be invaders, and as the title compensates for players who may well be asleep at the time of their base being besieged, makes attackers churn through hours and hours of chaff in order to get to the good stuff. Therefore, when you're dealing with the PvE of EVE, you can spend literally days before getting any form of response from the opposing player, who may well summon their friends to see you off in an instant. It is a brutal life indeed. Number 5, Absolute Virtue, Final Fantasy XI. Many of Final Fantasy's one-hit wonders and damage sponges are often relegated to being optional, seeing as the likes of Yazamat from Final Fantasy XII and the Adamantoids from Final Fantasy XV would have just been plain annoying if they'd popped up in the main story. Yet the prince of the take has to be Absolute Virtue, who will test your absolute patience should you choose to battle it in Final Fantasy XI, seeing as in its original version, this boss battle would take 18 hours to see through to the end. That's an insane amount of of time for a single boss battle that may end up wiping your party in just a few moves thanks to a lapse in your concentration. However, even more insane than this has been Square Enix's approach to those that actually did manage to slog through to victory, routinely claiming that parties had not used legit methods and actively denying teams the privilege of being immortalized forever. Much like Syndrome from The Incredibles, Square Enix took these defeats and tweaked their monster again and again, so much so that even the official guide that they themselves put out was completely outdated and rendered useless within months. Cheers. Number 4. Kerafim, aka The Sleeper, EverQuest. Kerafim, aka The Sleeper from EverQuest, is quite literally the stuff that legends are made of. Hyped up to the nines as being the nastiest dragon in existence and so powerful that it was put to sleep using every ounce of magic in the world, it's no wonder that so many NPCs warn you to never try and wake this beast from its slumber. However, video game players have a certain knack of wanting to unleash destruction for the pursuit of loot, so if parties are able to kill four ancient dragons that guard this tomb, the ancient monster will awaken once more and unleash untold amounts of destruction. Yet here's the twist to the tale. You see, this boss was never intended to be beaten. The developers decided that they wanted this encounter to be an event rather than an encounter, a once-per-server moment that would live on forever as a raw display of power. Even so, in doing this, the devs underestimated their player base, who rose to the challenge and, despite supposedly being impossible by design, were able to weaken the beast enough for the devs to step in and call off the battle, citing that the player guilds were cheating. After much backlash and some behind-the-scenes tweaking, Sony caved in and declared a rematch, which again, the players won. However, just for the record, it took hundreds of players 3 hours to do so, and they were rewarded with absolutely nothing. It's hard to say who really won this battle now, isn't it? Number 3. Chakravartin, Azura's Wrath. So Azura's Wrath is a brilliantly offbeat title, a glorious mix of insane anime fight choreography and more angry screaming than Cannibal Corpse's latest LP. It's at once a love letter and also a complete send-up of the anime fight scene trope, offering up world-shattering moves yet never seeming to be quite enough to keep enemies down for the count. And the pick-take of tropes hits an all-time high when it comes to the final encounter with Chakravartin, the be-all and end-all of bosses in this game, who, when you take into consideration the cutscenes bookending the brief moments of action, takes an hour to defeat. Who designed this boss battle? Hideo Kojima? It's a good thing that the fight itself is so ludicrously entertaining, as realizing that you're basically watching a decent chunk of a movie with only brief moments of interactivity would have been the death knell for pretty much any other game. Yet through sheer force of will and by being just that damn angry, Azura's Wrath pulls it off. Number 2. Sorrow, Dragon Quest IV. While Dragon Quest might be a series looked upon fondly thanks to its mastery of fantasy storytelling, lovable and over-the-top characters, and brilliant goo-based enemies, it's not a franchise without a bit of player testicle squishing from time to time. One such heavy boot on the gonads comes in the form of Saro, who may well have watched too many episodes of Dragon Ball, as he absolutely loves to scream, "You've not even seen my final form," when it comes to battling him at the end of Dragon's Quest IV. The encounter is stretched to maddening lengths as he moves through 7, yes that's right, 7 different forms, and he doesn't even take the fight seriously until his 4th or 5th. What makes this even worse is that the game doesn't give you direct control of your entire party, meaning that you're relying on the AI of the game to use magic and items wisely, which they often don't, resulting in your group running out of MP and watching him regenerate all of his health and being unable to do anything about it. 7 different forms and abysmal RNG. God, there has to be a special level of hell for this one, right? And number 1, Igralith Zero, Xenoblade Chronicles X. Now, while other bosses on this list have had health pools that you could feasibly drown in, the impossibly phlegm-sounding Igralith Zero is basically an entire bloody ocean, submerging these other would-be big bads with its offensive amounts of HP that will take you literally weeks to drain. You see, this isn't just a boss that you and your party are looking to take down, but instead a foe the entire world is taking on at once, as instead of having one health bar, this large lad has millions, requiring every player on the server to chip away at this monolithic monster. Now, the battle is classed as an event, meaning that you're given a window of 3 to 5 days to do as much damage as you can to this beast, all the while hoping that other players are also putting in the hard work. There's little in the way of tracking how many of the roughly 2.8 million RP bars that have been taken off in this time, and as a result, this battle can take weeks, months, even years of grinding, and just hoping that you're not the only one going at this alone. Because you know what? That would suck.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.